If you're turning 65 this year, you face one of the most critical choices for your retirement game plan, enrolling in Medicare Part B and choosing your Medicare supplement. I will help you safely navigate this process and find the health insurance plan that best works with your new Medicare coverage. Getting started is easy. Call me at 314-863-0008, 314-863-0008 to arrange for a free health insurance coaching session, or email me at aaron@jblfinancial.com.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Take advantage of the Bonus Savings Day summer event at Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
You treat me nice and I'll treat you nice. You treat me mean and I'll ignore you.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
A surprise for everybody. And here he comes down the hall.
Uh-oh.
Hi, everybody, this is Tony Bennett. How's everybody? Hey, Tony. Hi, everybody, this is Tony Bennett. How you cats doing? Hi, Peon. Hey, you, Peon.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Tony Bennett.
Hi, Tony.
Dan Strauss, my man.
Hello,
I left my heart in San Francisco. You know, that's the song that took me to the moon. That was a big hit for me. And then I caught your band a couple of weeks ago. You didn't know it. I was
passing through,
and I went in the audience. I said, that's my man, Dan. I recognized the sound of that bass. We pulled in there. You cats were wailing. You got big things coming your way.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
And it's going to happen any day. I can't help it. I can't talk more than a couple of sentences. I have to start singing. That's just me because I'm Tony Bennett.
Oh, man.
I saw that Alec Baldwin trying to do an impression of me. It was horrible. Not even good. Didn't even sound like me. Why don't you just set me free? See you later. I'm Tony Bennett. Goodbye, buddy.
Yeah. We would have brought you up, Tony. Oh, he's gone.
What were we going to do?
We would have brought him up to sing if we'd have known he was out in the crowd.
Yeah, come back in just for a second.
Oh.
Yeah, he wants to know if he can come back. Yeah, come on back in here. I forgot to do. Dan, you got your harmonica with you?
Oh, I do.
You know, that song I mentioned earlier, I Left My Heart, it doesn't start that way. You know, it starts the loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. And what I like you to do is I say the loveliness of Paris, and you do 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 do. And you're like, it's called Phil.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know who Phil was, but they see what I did there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was a good joke.
Tony Bennett, comedian. So I'll do that and you fill in for me.
Okay.
Give me a note. The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. Glory that was wrong of another day. I've been terribly alone, forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going back to my city by the bay. I left my heart. Hey, Dan Strauss, everybody. All right, I'm going for good this time. Thank you, Tony. Tony Bennett, the great Tony Bennett, always stops in.
Wow.
He doesn't sound like himself when he stops in. Maybe he gets a cold when he gets in this part of the country.
Could be.
Pollen. That's probably it.
Mm-hmm.
Pian, how are you doing today?
Good.
You look happy. What's going on?
I look happy.
You got another job? You got another job, don't you?
No.
He looks happy. Da, 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 da. Happiness is the truth.
What?
Nothing.
Just took the air out of the room. Just completely.
Was that from something?
No, it's a happy,
it was Pharrell.
That's a happy, happy song. It was so bad you didn't even
Pharrell.
Recognize it.
No, I really didn't.
So welcome, everybody, to the large. You say, I hope this show gets better than this.
Well,
it will. It will. It has to. And what we like to do is, you see, if you start off with your best stuff.
Right.
Where are you going to go?
Yeah.
Downhill.
There's nowhere to go. And then people go, well, it was better 10 minutes ago. Where if you do what we're doing.
You start with the train wreck, you can only go uphill.
And people will say, well, I hope that. And they'll listen because they go, this has to get better. And yeah, you'll be glad you stuck around because it might get better. It could.
Maximilian's with us today.
In the 4 o'clock hour, right after the news break at the top of the hour, Maximilian Foisy is going to share his thoughts on what's good, what's bad, and what's in between with regard to TV and movies and that kind of thing. I finished last night, my wife and I finished The Keepers on Netflix. If I say too much about it, a couple of people listening will get all upset and bent out of shape, even if I just state that it is all based on the fact. It is the terrific, true story of a group of women who decided they're just not going to let something go, and it's a murder of a nun. And the whole thing is about shutting people up who want to expose abusive priests. Now, you may not like that topic, but I'm just telling you that's what it's about. And the person who called to my attention is a lifelong Catholic. And he's also an advertiser, and he is, and has been for a long time, just incensed at the cover-up of these monsters, these pedophiles, and thousands of them. And he's the one that said, you need to watch this. So I did, and it is disturbing, but it's just, it reinforces what I have said for a long, long time, that when you think you have a pretty good idea about how many of these molesters there were, no, you don't. You're not even close.
This wasn't a documentary, right? It was a series based.
It's a seven part docu series.
Okay,
yeah, but it's all real people. There are no actors in this thing.
Oh,
it's the real people trying to find people who can help them solve this murder in, I guess, about 1970 of this nun who was just about to blow the whistle and reveal a lot of really dirty, nasty stuff she knew that was going on.
And she was very young, right?
She was very young. She was 20, early 20s, yeah. It's called The Keepers. And every time I do this, I know it's going to happen. I'll get an email. What was the name of that series? Try to remember it, if you could. The Keepers on Netflix. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
I knew you would because you're in a good mood. Here's Eon the Pia.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You know what? It's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Got it.
Oh, my God.
If there's a two-second lag, now, see, look at his face. He's mad. He's mad. He's mad yesterday when he went.
I know.
He doesn't like to miss that. He'd like to play it either.
But. Oh, I'd like to miss it. I would like to miss it for a long time.
And now,
time.
Once again, the man who hates that song so much.
I really don't hate the song.
He just
that's what a lot
bit.
Of people, oh, I got, because, oh. When was the third? Saturday?
Saturday,
I guess.
Right.
And, yeah, I got a bunch of email and a bunch of Facebook messages.
But, you know, it's
like,
not...
We know you hate that.
It's not really a good song.
No, it's not.
No. I was always really indifferent to the song.
But it's like Wolverton Mountain. Once you realize somebody hates it, you do it just to drive them nuts. My wife can't stand Wolverton Mountain, so I play it every chance I get just because she hates it.
Now, is this Ode to Billy Joe?
Yeah.
The movie...
Right.
Is that based on a true story?
Well, it's based on the song, I think, right?
I don't know. We never got around to talking about it.
We're not getting around to that.
No, we were talking about it Friday when Scott was here.
Yeah. Oh, so you do the good stuff when Scott's here.
Yeah, but we talked about that movie and talked about the song a little bit, and we couldn't figure out if it was a true story.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Based on something.
And now for the third time, here's Eon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw the story the other day. This happened in Washington, Missouri. They're having an issue with some hardcore pornography.
What?
Showing up in some people's mailboxes.
Oh.
It comes in a mysterious envelope, and then on the outside, I guess, featuring a man and women embracing. But inside the envelope were a bunch of images of hardcore pornography on a brochure for male enhancement pills marketed under the names African Mojo or Mandingo Warrior.
All right. When you're finished,
yes,
I will tell you something that is directly related to this. That happened to me.
So, yeah, a bunch of people are mad. They're trying to talk to the BBB about it. Five on Your Side, of course, is mentioned in this article.
Don't even call them that. It's so horrible.
They're on the case as well. Say News Channel 5,
because that's what they dropped that was pretty good, because it says we're all about the news. So call them News Channel 5.
Yeah, so it's kind of upsetting some people that were not expecting.
Well, of course it would.
Hardcore pornography in their mailbox. So yeah, it looks like the Better Business Bureau is trying to. They're trying to investigate or find out where it's originating from. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting. Over the weekend, the Scripps National Spelling Bee was concluded.
That's been a year already.
No.
That's a year.
Oh, yes. Since the last one, yes.
Yeah, let me guess. Did an Asian kid win it?
No. It was a little Indian girl.
They always win.
Was it a little girl? I don't remember. There was someone from Chesterfield that was
a local one made it. Pretty
and last year there was a Chesterfield kid got in the finals.
The winner was Ananya Vinay. The final word.
I would like for the final word to be Mississippi, because if she's Indian,
I don't think they all talk like that. The winning word was Marocaine.
What?
Marocaine.
Yes.
Marocaine.
Here is the pronunciation here by Merriam-Webster.
Marocaine.
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 That is.
Dan, let's take a run at it. What is it?
What's
the definition of it?
Definition is a ribbed crepe fabric used in women's clothing.
Never heard of it. Marocaine.
Marocaine.
Wow. Dan, go ahead. You first. Or I'll be first.
Marocaine?
Marocaine.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
Mer-A-C-A-N-E. That's so obvious, it's probably
wrong.
Yeah,
incorrect.
That's what I thought. Go ahead, Dan.
Marocaine?
Marocaine.
M-A-R-R. I see.
Crooked letter R.
A. I. N.
I got a feeling it's not right.
That is incorrect as well. The correct spelling is M A R O C A I N. Marocaine.
Wow.
But it's pretty neat on their website. They have study words for each grade, and it's amazing how fast, you know, because for first graders, there's wash, start, elbow, you know, those are
Jane, Dick,
second
spot.
Grade, you know, the same thumb, anyone, yeah. Stroller. But when you get to like fourth and fifth grade, it's amazing how fast this ramps up. Fourth grade, those are still pretty easy. But then fifth grade, you have marionette.
No, hang on. Marionette, I think.
Yeah, that's correct. Very good. You can make it in fifth grade.
Barely.
let's see. Those are pretty easy as well. But yeah, seventh and eighth grade. There was, what was the one, the eighth grade one here? This is the eighth grade list. Okay. Remonstrance.
Remonstrance?
Remonstrance? Okay, Daniel, go first. You have to go first.
Remonstrance?
Yeah. He's one that has to write it down, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm a
remonstrance.
Horrible. Remonstrance.
R-E-M-O-N-S-T-R-O-U-S. I don't know.
No. Strengths.
Oh, Strengths.
See, that's why those kids have to constantly say, can you repeat?
And, use that in a sentence.
Country of origin, please.
Why did you use a real deep voice for a kid in grade school?
I don't know.
That didn't even make any
sense. See, that's the problem with some of these. I wouldn't even know necessarily how to pronounce them.
No.
Aspidistra. That's even a word. Fugino.
That's when a pedestrian steps on your butt. You have aspidistra.
Somebody's been walking all over my butt.
I've got aspidistra. Those pedestrians.
Pantronymic.
What is it?
Pugnacious.
Pugnacious, not pugnacious.
Is it pugnacious?
Pugnacious, yeah.
Gesticulations.
That sounds like self-pleasure.
Yeah, that sounds...
He was gesticulating.
Interminableness.
Into pugnation.
Potentialities. Oh, there you go. You want to take a crack at that one?
Potentialities?
Potentialities.
P-O-T-E-N-T... I-A-L-I-T-I-E-S.
Hey, very good.
Whoa!
Yeah. Wow.
I took third place in sixth grade. Thank you.
Did you really?
Yeah. Sixth grade in one school in Hicktown in, Tennessee.
But, yeah, if I were even to go into, like, because you can go down round by round to see, who fell out and what the words were. This is the winner. In the round right before she won, her word was Gifblar.
Gifblar.
Gifblar?
Yes. It is a perennial shrub of southern Africa that is deadly poisonous to stock.
How can a kid study that word and include it in
Gifblar? It's amazing. Yeah.
Is it G-I-F-B-L-A-R like it sounds?
Two A's.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's where they get
B-L-A-A-R.
That was all I had.
Dan, anything?
Whoa. Today...
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
Today is D-Day.
Yes, it is.
Back in 1940.
Normandy. Big day.
1944. And the D stands for... What? Yep. Is it decision? Is
that I always thought it was decision.
Yeah.
Deployment, decision.
I think it is. D-Day, where they stormed the beach of Normandy, and basically that's the start of the movie Saving Private Ryan, correct?
Right.
Okay. All right. And that was it. That was all I had, was just to mention that
today. That's good that you mentioned that.
Today is
D-Day. You should not forget that.
No. Because wasn't that pretty much sent us on to...
Oh, yeah. That was...
Move on to... That was
the photos of that
beach. First leg of winning the war.
With all those boats just waiting, even before they stormed it. Just the... Because I saw that today. They actually lined up photos from that day... up against current times, you could see a little of both the landscapes, and just the amount of those, those boats where the front would pop down and they could all just hop out. Yeah.
LSVs, I believe they're called.
Wow. I could not imagine standing in one of those boats waiting for that thing to go
down. Well, you're walking into an execution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just marching to your execution.
And some guys didn't even make it out of the boats. Bullet comes
shot
through.
Shot right in the water. Yeah. Hundreds of them.
Wow.
Or more. Yeah, that's at that point, some of them are courageous, and the others, you just don't have any other choice.
Well,
you're not going to turn around and can't go back.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm sure there were courageous, and I'm sure there were guys crying and whimpering and dropped their guns and just go ahead and shoot me because it's overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah. That was.
Right, we can close the book.
But that was it. Yeah.
Sorry, let's officially close. I know we talked about this off the air. Did we? And after we break, I'll come back and do this. Did we touch at all on the air about 9/11 and a couple of odd...
No.
I'm going to throw a couple of things at you that, folks, I'm not a conspiracy theorist guy. We killed John Kennedy. Okay, I don't buy that. We didn't really walk on the moon. No, I'm not into that. But there are a couple of things that I'm telling you, when you stop and realize that it was just hushed up, And your reaction is going to be, well, you know what? That's right. Because that was my reaction when I saw these things and I started digging and digging. And there's some things that just don't make sense. And it also doesn't make sense that we weren't told why it didn't make sense. And we'll get to that after, see, that's called tease the audience. After this word from one of our sponsors, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, and I got an email. I usually read emails in the morning. Rarely, sometimes again later in the day. This is one that came. It said, This is from Dan and Michelle in St. Charles. It says, we picked up a pre-owned 2014 Equinox from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet Saturday. Car Mike met us as we started looking around the lot. We told him we were looking for, we told him what we were looking for, and he came out with five or six keys of cars exactly like we described. An awesome selection. The wife, now let me stop and say, a lot of people refer to their wives as the wife.
Right.
I have no problem with that. Some people do. It's his wife, and if he wants to call her the wife, I would never refer to my wife as that. It's almost objectifies them, you know. The coffee pot, the wife. But when, you know, listen, when we got married, the preacher that married us, I remember we had that counseling session. Did you have one of those where they sit you down and they go, now look, you kids, let's talk about some serious stuff.
No, I don't think we did a counseling session.
One of the things the preacher said, he said, there are three things, and this is still true today, three things that are most likely to bust up a marriage. Sex, money, and parents. Still true. And then when he got to the sex part, he said, now, what's right and what's wrong? In the bedroom. I'll never forget this. He's a Baptist minister. He said, well, as long as both of you enjoy it and something feels good and there's no objection from the other partner, then go with it. And I thought, yeah, preacher. Yeah.
That's surprising.
It is. It will surprise me. So I feel the same way about how you refer to your wife. The wife. If she's okay, more power to you, Dan. I have no problem with that. He says, so the wife found this one with only 20,000 miles on it. She drove it, loved it, and that was it. Now, while Mike was running the numbers, he said, I'll bet your AM and the PM. I was saving that for some leverage. I was going to head down the street because we just started looking. Next thing I know, manager Mark comes in and says, so your AM and the PM? We're going to certify that car, and I'm giving you an extra $1,000 on your trade.
Whoa.
See, the AM and the PM thing pays off. And then Dan says, my pain was over. Wife happy, where do I sign? They delivered the car. They even delivered the car to my house today, so I didn't miss any work. Now I get it. Thank you guys for telling me about Londoff. I'm AM and the PM, Dan in St. Charles. He says, P.S., the guy who delivered the car is retired law enforcement. Nice to know that Johnny is supporting. What a great email. I can't add much to that except that your experience, while it may not be exactly like this, is going to be similar in that you'll be bowled over. I don't know what that means, but it's one of those terms we use a lot. How they are able to not patronize you, not talk down to you, not try to upsell you, or not try to pressure you. They know how to sell cars. They do. And they know that most people, a lot of people, don't like going in there. So when you're doing something and the person that walks up to you, you realize they don't even want to do it. Got your work cut out for you. They know what they're doing. They know how to make people happy. They'll get you that pre-owned car just like they did with Dan and Michelle. 2014 Equinox or brand new Chevy. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 North County. 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic looks with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Okay, Dan, you looks like you've got an accident on northbound Highway 270 just before Olive. It did have the left lane block. They've got everything off to the right shoulder now. The traffic is backed up to Highway 40. You do have an accident, or did have an accident blocking the right lane. It looks like they've cleared that now on westbound Highway 40 at 141, but you're jammed up from, looks like Lindbergh all the way out through 141. And you have southbound 270 slowing from Dorset to just south of Page. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're heavy from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Ameren Missouri Heating and Cooling Program. Is your cooling system ready for the warm temperatures? Upgrade your system now and get up to $900 cash back. Some restrictions may apply. Visit AmerenMissouri.com/HVAC for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark, grab your phone, and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line, your connection to us and our connection to you on the Big 550 KTRS.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Wherever you live, from Berkeley to Belleville, to Richmond Heights to Melville, Glendale to Shrewsbury, the Central West End, Sunset Hills to Soulard, the one you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
314-645-2000. Aren't you tired of hearing ads that say they're the best, they're the experts, blah, 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 just one unsubstantiated claim after another? Well, here are two substantiated claims that actually mean something if you need roof repair or a new roof. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Okay, so maybe it's not something you think about every day, and I'm guessing you aren't likely to bring it up at the dinner table tonight. The it is funeral planning. And the staff at Alexander White Mullen Funeral Home in Mount Lebanon Cemetery understands it can be hard to talk about. But we'd like you to know that when you make final arrangements before the time of need, you can design a plan that reflects your personality, passion, and budget. We can help you create the celebration of a lifetime. It's what we're known for. By planning now, your wishes can be followed, and you'll help spare your family unnecessary stress and financial burden. Our gift to you today, a free personal planning or veterans guide. Just call 314-739-1133. That's 314-739-1133. Or visit AlexanderSTLewis.com. That's AlexanderSTLewis.com. Your life is like no other. Rely on us to see that it's well celebrated. Come see
Tina,
Chandra,
Christina
today.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service on a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work and then developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation, and you have the right to take action. Call the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, Pensacola, Florida, toll-free for a free consultation at 800-340-6621. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-340-6621. Non-attorney spokesperson.
Now at Cece's, party with bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza. Joining the original, topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just five and change at Cece's. Prices may vary.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
And right, folks, you stay with us because I'm going to need your help out there. Helping me understand some things I've been looking at and reading about online with regard to 9/11. And I'm as big a sucker as anybody. If somebody comes along and spins it the right way, I can be, you know, hoodwinked. Is that the term? We'll do this, then we'll get to that. American Equity Mortgage is the this that we're going to do. This show doesn't get paid. The station doesn't pay the show. Doesn't pay me. Doesn't pay Peon. Doesn't pay Dan. I've talked about this before. This show lives or dies by with the advertisers, depending on whether we have enough or not enough. When they're not enough, the show goes away. And the way that we don't have advertisers or we lose advertisers is that people don't respond. Or maybe they respond, but they don't let the advertiser know their AM and the PM. We're dead because they don't know what's working and what's not working. And they go, well, nobody comes in here and says they're here because of the large morning show in the afternoon. So we'll just have to try some other stuff because we just don't know. I want them to know. I want you to make sure they know your AM and the PM. Whether you make the final decision to do business with them or not, that's their issue. If they lose the business, they're doing something wrong. We're never going to send you anywhere where we don't think the product is good, the service is good, and that's the case with American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage, you cannot make it as long as they've made it and go from just St. Louis to cities all over the country unless a great number of people like what you're doing and the way you're doing it. They're in the mortgage business. They're also in the loan business for people who have mortgages or have homes that are paid for. Check them out. See what they do. Check out their website. It's AmericanEquity.com. And you know not to confuse this number with any other number, 314-878-9999. Now, I don't even know how I got started on this, but YouTube, I hate. It's a love-hate thing. That stinking YouTube, I wish they'd take it away because you can't watch anything on YouTube without watching something else because while you're watching it, here pop these other things up on the side. Oh, I want to see that too.
It's like going down a wormhole. It's just, yeah. You never know where you're going to end up.
Yeah, and I don't know how I got on this, but here's what I'm... Look, 9/11, they say there were four planes. We've all seen footage of the towers, the first plane that hit, thanks to that French documentary crew. That was the only footage, yes, the only video of the first plane going in. They happened to be on the right downtown and heard and put the camera up, and there it was. Now, several cameras from several news outlets or just people's cell phones caught the second plane. Okay, so we know two planes went in those buildings. I'm not even going to get into the people who are convinced those were not commercial airliners. They don't know where they took those people, that they're drones. Okay, I have a tough time with that. Here's what I do, what makes sense to me, the Pentagon plane. I have never seen any footage of the plane going into the Pentagon. Now, you're going to tell me that in 2001, that Pentagon didn't have cameras all over it? They might not have been gateway lock and security quality cameras, but they had cameras. It's the Pentagon. Nothing. No evidence after the crash. No piece of a plane. Nothing. And very little discussion of when they go back in remembrance year after year. Am I crazy or do they rarely mention the Pentagon? It's the hole in the ground in Pennsylvania and the Twin Towers. They really don't include the Pentagon plane because was there a plane?
No, they put in Pennsylvania, they put up some sort of monument, right? I think.
Yeah. But there are people online. You can go watch them interviewed. They are former airline pilots, they're former military, they're former firefighters or current firefighters, and they will tell you there was not one piece of that plane in that ground. No plane can go into the ground. Aluminum is not going to vaporize, or certain parts of the plane don't burn. And how about this? Unless I'm missing something, I've yet to hear of any black boxes of the four crashes or what was said in the cockpit as the hijackers took over. It's almost impossible to destroy the black box, and that's one of the first things they look for. I don't even remember them saying we're looking for the black box of the plane. It's just something weird here. Now, yes, there were no cameras in the field, out in the field in Pennsylvania. And I also do believe that you can find some people who say, well, you know, I went to the site, I was one of the first ones there, and there were body parts everywhere. Those people are contradicting what some other more credible people to me said. There was nothing there but a hole, meaning they shot a missile into that ground to make us believe the plane went in. Now, you say, where's the plane and where are the people? I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe they're in the ocean. Maybe they took and flew the things into the ocean and distracted everybody with this. I don't know. But I watched a firefighter. I think he said 37 years with the New York Fire Department. I watched him interviewed on an offshoot, some online news feed thing. And he said, no mainstream media people will put me on television. And this guy wasn't nuts. He said, because they don't like what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is, and he was talking about the towers. And by the way, I do believe this. Those buildings were imploded. I'm not a fireman. I'm not an expert on demolition. But you watch those buildings come down. They were imploded.
And see, the problem with some of this stuff is it's happened so long ago.
Why didn't anybody long ago go, wait a second. You don't, when a building's burning on top, it doesn't drop like that.
Because I just found a Forbes article that said there were some recorders found. Both recorders were found from the Flight 77 that hit the Pentagon. All data was recovered from the data recorder's solid state drive, but the magnetic tape in the cockpit voice recorder was just destroyed. And that's another misnomer, too. It says in here that black boxes are indestructible, not when they're going full speed into a building. You know, if a regular plane crash into the ground, they found both of them in that one, the one in Pennsylvania. They found both of them.
Okay, and was there any...
The voice transcript is available.
Was there any piece of anything else at the Pentagon? Or just a black box? That's impossible.
I didn't search for that. I was just searching for black box.
All right, here's the other thing. And somebody made a good point online. They couldn't clean the sites up quick enough, and normally that's a crime scene. And they take their time. Evidence picking through. Oh, no. They wanted to clean it up. Look, I don't believe our government flew the planes in. I don't believe our government imploded and killed our own people. But I do absolutely believe those terrorists, here was their plan. Once the building's on fire on the top, they know that Americans, firemen and police, are going to run in that building and get in there and start moving up and try to save as many people as they can. And when they knew they had enough of them in there, they dropped that building on everybody. Those detonations, that stuff was planted there, and it was intentionally dropped. You will never convince me that a fire is going to melt the lower levels of, or that if the top level burns, that it just doesn't make any sense. We'll let it go at that. If anybody has any real solid information, this is not like Roswell to me. This is just, I don't know. They spent $65 million on Bill Clinton's impeachment and investigating here. You know how much they spent on the 9/11 committee? $15 million. So it's that much, I guess, less important than an impeachment. I don't know. I'm confused by a lot of things anymore. I thought when you got older, everything sort of started to make sense.
It's supposed to come together.
Came clear. It's just the opposite. It's just the opposite.
Now, and there is a book, maybe this will help you. There's a book out, I think, and it said it was came out in 06, and it's been reprinted in 2011. And it's from, let me see, it's Popular Mechanics, and it's about debunking myths, 9/11 myths. So
if you search long enough, you'll find something that makes complete sense and then something that contradicts it that makes complete sense.
Well, it's like talking...
they said they found the tailpiece with the flight number inside the Pentagon.
Ah, okay. Who said that? And did they really? I don't know. We're dropping,
we're dropping
it because what's going to happen is we'll go insane. Now, did I, yesterday, did I mention, was it, I know I did off the air. Did I talk on the air about the employee at that grocery store I told you I went to, that supermarket, who came out of the stall? I think that was off the air.
Yeah, I don't think.
At the lake this past weekend with my grandson, and my grandson says, where's the restroom? Now, he'll be four next month, and he had that look. It wasn't the number one look. It was the number two look. And I said, come on. I said, little man, we'll find it. Let's go. And I kind of ran a little bit trotting with him because he had that kind of, that I got to go trot. The Hy-Vee at Lake of the Ozarks is huge. It's a huge store. We go all the way to the front, and I ask one of the ladies at the register, I said, where's the restroom? She says, in the back of the store. We go all the way back, and he's kind of trotting along. We hit the men door that said men. He opens a stall. Pulls a little pants down and plops down and
just made it
a giant log that only that you would think would come from a like a 40-year-old competition eater. He goes like an elephant. Now, when as we're finishing the stall, there are two stalls. The stall next to him, there's somebody in it. The door opens and it's a person with a. Look, this is, I'm not bashing Hy-Vee. This is one store and one employee. I like Hy-Vee. This just happened to be where it was. And he walked right out of the stall, out the men's room door, right back over to the food section.
Whoa! No.
So I took my grandson to my wife, and she was going to the car. I said, you go in the car, I'll be right there. I have something to take care of.
I have something to do.
I have to take care of. So I go get the manager. And when I finally get to her, I said, that guy, and I pointed to him, was in the stall in the bathroom next to my grandson. He came out of the stall, walked right out the door, and washed his hands. I said, now, the fact that he was in the stall, I don't know for a fact that he was taking a dump. Maybe he was in there straightening his, combing his hair, or counting his change. I don't know. But you need to tell your employees, we're going to assume if you come out of a stall, you're pooping.
Yeah.
And I don't want to eat anything that guy has touched. And she said, okay. And it was almost like, he's done.
Right.
And then I called up, I got the guy fired. Well, you know what? I don't feel too bad about it. I don't want to. Who doesn't know in 2017, especially, have you ever been in the restroom lately where it didn't say employees wash your hands?
All right. It's all the over fact the place. That they it even says, have to do that is shocking to me.
I know. It says all employees must wash their hands.
And if he said to her, well, you know, I wasn't doing it. I went in there, I wanted some privacy because my zipper was stuck. Mm. So, I don't care. You're in the stall. We're going to assume you were pooping. So, I got somebody fired, and I feel kind of bad about it. If I did, in fact, maybe I didn't. And then we're going to take a break and come back, and Max Foyzy is going to join us. And if we have time after that, I'll take a couple calls. We'll discuss. Folks, we're coming up on class reunion time, high school graduation. I've never been to one, but I have received an invitation to my, this is painful to say this, 50th. Oh, God, I got it out. 50th.
Wow.
How old does that make somebody sound? Class reunion. And I'm just like 10% thinking about maybe going.
Really?
But I'll tell you what it is I need to figure out before I decide to go. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, because the big ones are only every 5 years.
Well,
so
the,
if you don't
the
do,
biggies are 10, 25,
yeah.
50. If I don't do this one,
yeah.
It's over. It's over. Because if you go to the 60th one, there'll be four people there. Everybody else is dead. And maybe I'd like that better. We're the survivors. That'll be the theme. The theme of the night. Survivors. If you've thought about when to retire, or if you've changed jobs, you need to realize something that you probably already realize, and that is that one of the biggest assets you have as you plan to retire, especially retirement, even more so than changing jobs, is time. The more of that you have, the better your chances are of having a good retirement and a comfortable retirement. And the less of it you have, the greater your chances. You're not going to be retiring when you thought you would. Now, instead of 60, it might be 65 or 70 or 75. You're in control of that time. When you start to plan is up to you. Now, here's an idea. If you have $25,000 or more, how do you plan for that retirement? And by the way, if you're changing jobs, I also want you to know these guys' names. Mark and Jason. Mark Rudin and Jason Becker. They're financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. MarkandJason.com. That's their website. The meeting is complimentary. I know that some people, well, I need to pressure you. No, they've done that. Not these guys. They're not going to pressure you. They're just going to give you some information, some advice. And then you take with it and do what it with you with it what you will. Take three, take two, do with it what you will. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. Again, their names are Mark Rudin and Jason Becker, and you know their website well. I know you do. Peon's going to say it later. MarkandJason.com.
Let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they cleared the accident that was on westbound Highway 40 after 141. Now, you are running slow from Timberlake Manor down through Boone's Crossing. Cleared the accident northbound 270 at Olive. Everything is thinned out northbound. Southbound is still stop and go in pockets between Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. You have westbound 70 drivers now slowing from Union out through Jennings Station Road. In Illinois, they're doing road work, and you do have some slowdowns between on westbound Highway 64 between Highway 161 and Route 4 over near New Baden. And then we have eastbound 270 drivers. Now you're on the brakes from McDonald all the way through New Florissant. This report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care, where you get up to $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
You listen to us, we listen to you. Hello? Since KTRS is live and local, you can join the conversation by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS.
Could you possibly repeat that number for me?
That's 1-888-550-5877.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
Try doing that at other stations that have their shows coming out of Florida, New York, or L.A. Not gonna happen. We're St. Louis's biggest conversation.
Hey, I guess my comment just simply is...
But, okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
You listen to us, we listen to you. The Big 550, KTRS. KTRS.
During the month of June, McBride & Son Homes has teamed up with the local unions to create the new home buying opportunity of the year. Buy a new home now through June 30th and get McBride Homes' best deal, plus an additional $2,000 to $10,000 cash for use at closing. With nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. This limited time offer is only available until the end of June or while funds last. So hurry to get McBride Homes' best deal, plus union cash for use at closing. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen.